Brian Coleman is with us today. And Brian, obviously you're with Edward Jones. That's
right.
How a lot of people know you.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You're going to be doing something pretty cool in the near future.
I sure am. I was able to get a nonprofit bib from John Hancock for the Boston Marathon. As most folks know out there, you do have to be kind of an elite runner to qualify for Boston, and I'm far from that. I'll be the first one to say that, but I do have a bib and will be running it April 15th.
How does all of that work? Because I've heard of people receiving opportunities to run before, kind of like this. How do you get an opportunity to run like that?
With me being with Edward Jones in the financial industry, I do have a strong relationship with John Hancock. And John Hancock has been sponsoring the Boston Marathon for, I think it's about 28 years now. And how they do it, there's about 33,000 people that get to run in the Boston Marathon, and they give about 1,000 nonprofit bibs out there. And what they found is it's such a fundraising opportunity for folks. In fact, in 2012, 1,000 nonprofit runners raised about $6.8 million for 122 nonprofit organizations. So As you can tell, it's quite a fundraiser for folks, and John Hancock is gracious enough to support this.
And for those listening, Brian is running for a nonprofit here in town. Who are you running
That's
for?
That's right. Oh, thank you. It's a Read to Succeed, the adult literacy. As you know well, we sit on the board together, but it's the adult literacy program here in town. And my goal is hopefully to get $5,000. Pretty daunting, I have to say, but working hard at it.
How much time have we got here to donate to this?
You got until April 15th, so still pretty close to 2 months from now.
So the race is going to be, what, on tax day?
On tax day. It's interesting. In Boston, there is a day called Patriots Day. And in Boston, schools are out, businesses are out, and people come around and support this marathon.
How many days are you actually going to be down there for the marathon?
Oh, my wife and I will just get there that weekend before. So maybe two, you know, not much before.
And have a big pasta meal before the race?
I would imagine so. Yeah. Pasta along with a little bit of anxiety, I'm sure. But it's going to be a good time, I think.
Have you already picked out your restaurant, staked that out?
Not yet. That's my wife's job. She's pretty good at that.
Oh, good. And again, all this is coming up April the 15th, but you have until then to actually donate. How can people donate money for Read to Succeed?
Oh, sure. There is a website out there called CrowdRise, CrowdRise. It's crowdrise.com. You go to it and then just search either Read to Succeed Rutherford County or my name, Brian Coleman, and you'll come right up to my sponsorship page.
Very cool. Again, that's crowdrise.com.
Exactly.
And just search Brian Coleman.
Yeah, there'll be a search engine. Search Brian Coleman or Read to Succeed Rutherford County, and it'll come right up.
A pretty unique opportunity you have to run in the Boston Marathon. I'm sure, do they give medals away at the end of the race?
Oh, yeah.
What do they do?
There's a medal to everybody. So even I should get one. But again, far from competitive with it all. But it'll be this is an experience of a lifetime. I have to say there's a little bit of hesitation that I didn't qualify, but I'm running with it. I think it's doing some good for Read to Succeed and just really excited about the opportunity.
I'm picturing a medal framed and a picture.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. You'll see a window box frame
right.
of some sort for sure in my office shortly thereafter.
A very cool opportunity. Anybody else here in Rutherford County running that you know of?
You know, I know a guy named Dave Timken. He's qualified and he's running it, and he knew a group of other folks. So it kind of surprised me. But yeah, there's a handful of folks here in Rutherford County that has qualified for it and are running in it.
Is there a website we can go to search out people running from Rutherford County?
You know, not that I know of. I would imagine after the race is over and they publish the results, I'm sure you could search that way through Murfreesboro or Rutherford County that way. But as of beforehand, I don't think so.
Very cool. Again, Brian Coleman with us today. He is with Edward Jones, and he is running in the Boston Marathon, and he is running for Read to Succeed here in town. Tell us the website one more time where we can
go. Oh, sure. Go to www.crowdrise, and that's CrowdRise.com. And then once you're there, search Read to Succeed or my name, Brian Coleman.
Sounds good. Well, best of luck to you.
Oh, thank you, Scott. I so appreciate you having me in today.